exercise change.
You hear some people sort of questioning, what's my passion and stuff, and that's a hard question to come up with. And because they can't find a precise sort of endpoint or goal, they just drift into something.
Yep.
As a result, they often end up sort of dropping out
yep.
a bit later on. So in your opinion, how important is it to be clear about what it is you want to achieve before getting started?
It's I won't take on an athlete unless we do sort out some goals. I'm not interested in taking on any athlete unless they turn around and say, it might be, I want to do well in the mountain bike race through wherever on March the 12th next year. And so we turn around and say, okay, March the 12th next year, but what are these other events that we've got to have along the way that are going to keep you looking towards March the 12th next year, you know? And so I'm absolutely adamant. In fact, I will not coach anybody unless they can turn around to me and say, that's what I want to achieve.
Why not?
Because I think you're wasting your time. What are you chasing? You're chasing your tail. High-performance sport, Matt, I learnt it from my high-performance director, Michael Flynn, who ran the Australian cycling program for 8 years. It was the most successful program in the world. And in the most basic terms, high-performance sport comes down to three things. It's objectives and outcomes, roles and responsibilities, and then what legacy do you leave? And so if you're setting up a program, what's the role of the athlete, what's the role of the coach? So that's clearly identified. And if we've got other people that are going to be a part of our program, whether it's a sports scientist, exercise physiologist, what's their role and responsibility? The objectives are you're going to perform in this, this, and this. You're going to do tests here, here, and here. And the outcomes are going to be X, Y, and Z. And their legacy is hopefully that you achieve your goal.
Right. Yeah.
Fantastic. As simple as that.
Look, just taking it back again to the person who's overweight, hasn't trained for a while. Do they need to be that specific with their goals, or can they be a bit more loose?
I think as a coach, it's up to the coach to be a realist. I mean, there are a lot of bullshitters of coaches out there. You know, people will come up to them and they'll promise them the world and deliver them nothing. And sadly, that's just because some people are just looking for a dollar as opposed to wanting to try and coach people. I just think that you've got to be quite honest with these people and make them chase a little bit harder than you think they were after. But by the same token, be a realist. And sometimes you've got to turn around and say, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Maybe we've got to alter that goal because you're not tracking as we hoped you would. So, you know, instead of wanting to do a half marathon in 2 hours, we might have to stretch it to 2 hours 10.
Okay.
But it's still an achievable goal and it's still something worth going for. But yeah.
So a coach or a personal trainer with integrity will ask those hard questions and they will be honest.
Yep.
They should do.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. If you're a personal trainer, if you're not asking the people straight up what they want to achieve and if they're not giving you a straight answer, then I wouldn't even look at them.
You're not giving them any help, really?
Well, they're not helping themselves.
Yeah, okay.
You know, it comes down to a bit of honesty, you know. I coach a lot of people that just do sport for fun and they're middle aged and that sort of thing. And as long as you can set out, turn around and say, what do you want to achieve? You know, and they're usually pretty clear cut when they're trying to get into it. But, you know, my daughter's a PT as well, and she's quite ruthless as well. And she goes along exactly the same lines as me. You tell me what you want and I'll tell you what we can do based on what your history is. Because you've got to establish the history. If they've got no sporting history at all, then you're going to say, listen, this is going to be bloody tough. But if they've got a sporting history in another sport that may... those skills can be transferred across to the new sport.
Okay.
It's going to make things go. Or if they, say for instance, they've played hockey for 15 years, you already know that they've got a work ethic. And I think work ethic's the key thing.